to get intimate with Checkpoint Intimates.
Yes, welcome to Checkpoint Intimates, the show where two members of the Checkpoint team go one-on-one on a particularly intimate topic. My name is Luke, and I'm joined by the wonderful Cam.
Hi-de-ha.
It is a bear time here.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Well, I mean, you know, we're both definitely the bears of the crew.
Sure.
Whether you identify as one or not, I'm labeling you as one.
I just force your labels on me, okay.
That's what I do. And look, I'm actually looking forward to this show today because we just had on the show last week on Checkpoint our music request hour.
Yeah, where we asked all the listeners and all of our followers on social media to let us know the kind of the music that they love from video games. It's really stood out for them. And we got an overwhelming response.
I mean, soundtrack is just such an important part of video games. We talked about it on the show, about how it is so vital to enhancing the game experience. And so many of these soundtracks stand alone and can be listened to without even requiring the game.
Yeah, I remember saying on the show that I spoke about the fact that, you know, a good soundtrack is something that it is removed from gameplay, is much more focused on the themes and the story of a game. And that rings really true.
Yeah.
So when we were designing that, we were always like, well, if we don't get many responses, well, we can do some of our own music.
Yeah.
And then that was just not an option.
We got like 50 responses. So it was totally fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, playing all of the requests that you guys made, I mean, it was fantastic, but it did make us a little bit jealous. We were like, you know what? There's some great songs from games that we love that we wanted to play on the show as well.
Yeah, we felt left out. I never like feeling left out of anything.
No, include us. So we thought this was a great opportunity for us to show a couple of songs each that we would have chosen for this request show. And we're going to kick it off with one of my choices. So we're going to have two each on this episode of Intimate. It's a very special episode. This one is one of my favorite video game soundtracks of all time. Just one song from that. The game is Silent Hill 2. This is called The Theme of Laura from composer Akira Yamaoka.
Thank you.
Darkness, the theme of Laura from the Silent Hill 2 soundtrack. Just a very amazing soundtrack, I will say. And Cam, you were saying while I was playing, not what you would expect from a game as horror-filled as Silent Hill.
Yeah, and like, so this is, I've never been a Silent Hill fan. I remember playing the first one when I was very young, and I think that was a bad choice because I did not get it. I didn't. And I understand the importance of it and the relevance of it, and I get that everyone loves it. But I think because I got into it the wrong time, it would have trouble going back.
Yeah.
But this is definitely not the music that I would expect to come out of it.
Yeah. Well, composer Akira Yamaoka, so he's been composing video games for a long time, since the early 90s.
Oh, wow, lots on that.
He's done a lot of different soundtracks for different games. He's done soundtracks for most of the Silent Hill games as well. And he does say that out of all the soundtracks and the music he's done, that Silent Hill 2 is actually his favorite one. So he has a lot of time for that one. And it's such a fantastic soundtrack as well.
He's also done music for Persona.
Yes. So an iconic composer, definitely one of the biggest talents in the music or video game music industry. And for me, the Silent Hill soundtrack, especially Silent Hill 2, Silent Hill 2 was the game for me that made me fall in love with video games.
Mm.
And I say I've always played video games since I was a kid. I always loved video games, but Silent Hill 2 made me fall in love with video games because the narrative in that game, the music, the way it all weaved together, it made me look at games as not just something you play, but as an overall experience in terms of narrative, in terms of complexity with character. Just every single element of that game at the time when it released back in like 2001, it just flicked a switch in me where I was like, oh, and I felt like I grew up playing that game. I realized what made video games so special as a medium. So that's my favorite song from that game. You probably heard it because it's part of our podcast, Sting.
Yep, right at the end of every episode.
At the end of the episode. It has been for 5 years now. I'll never get rid of it. Don't try and make me. Silent Hill, such a really unique horror experience. And that soundtrack is just so emotional and so amazing. I highly recommend you check it out.
I remember someone once questioned, they came into the studio and questioned that theme, and you were immediately like, it's gaming iconic, get away from me.
Yeah, they were like, oh, it doesn't suit the rest of the gaming vibe. And I was like, yes, it does.
I thought you were going to actually attack them. It was brilliant. Is it my turn?
Yeah, your turn. What's your first choice?
So my first choice is Canyon Sunset from Firewatch, which is a great little indie that I have a lot of love from. So let's get straight into it. So that was Canyon Sunset from Firewatch. And that song, I've just had like a physical reaction sitting here listening.
You're reacting the whole time. You were like shivering, like touching yourself. Not in a weird way. I mean, no. like I know about intimates, but, yeah.
But like, I think that's what's so important to music for me, is music that I can physically feel, if that makes sense. Like, my body reacts when I hear a song that definitely has impacted me. Now, this was written by Chris Remo, who also did the music for Gone Home.
Right.
Which is, I think, another very emotional kind of story about solitude.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I definitely get from this song. So the song takes place, you're kind of overlooking this forest where you've gone to live to kind of get away from the problems in your life. And at this point, the sun is coming up and it's going across the across the trees, and you're seeing all this kind of beauty. And I think that was the big thing for me, was that games have helped me to really come to terms with solitary enjoyment. Things like, you know, this Shadow of the Colossus journey. It's always been about, for me, finding that peace of being on my own, which is something I struggle with in my day-to-day. I love to be around people. And so these games have really helped me come to terms with that. And this music is something that I'll put it on and I will go and just kind of sit at a park and look out, and like, it helps kind of really center me. It's that idea of loneliness, but feeling to see the bigger picture kind of thing that I get from this music.
I think, you know, that's something that resonates with gamers a lot, and I think that's partly why you know, Firewatch and Journey have been so successful over the years and so loved by so many people as well. And Firewatch in particular, it's a game where it's designed to make you feel alone. Your only connection is
a walkie-talkie.
It's walkie-talkie with this voice on the other end, who you don't even know that well at first. And, you know, I think being alone in that situation, it's the rest of the effects of the game, the look, the style, the sound, it resonates more because that's all you've got.
Yeah, and I think it's really important. Like, the few people you see a silhouette from a distance. There is this separation from the real world in this. This is also really cool. This was released as a vinyl, this entire soundtrack.
I love that.
It sold out before I could get it. So if anyone ever sees it for sale, hit up Checkpoint and let me know, because I am looking
please.
For it.
Please. All right, the next one's, it's my turn again. So talking about loneliness and feeling of solitude, this is another one. I mentioned it before. Journey, what a fantastic game, iconic game. And there were so many different options to choose from this soundtrack, because it is amazing, from composer Austin Wintory.
So amazing.
This is called Nascence, which is like the main theme basically of the game of Journey. Was Nascence from Journey, a fantastic song from a fantastic soundtrack. Austin Wintory, for me, one of the best modern video game composers. Just really, I think, understands concepts from video games and then builds from that.
It's just definitely hitting like the emotional feeling that Journey gave you. And again, that was a game that I mentioned before about isolation, and it's a game that puts you in this world where you feel you feel so alone, but there's those glimmering moments of joy.
Exactly. And he said, unlike many games where different songs have different themes for each character or area, Wintry chose to base all the pieces on one theme which stood for the player and their journey, with cello solos especially representing the player. And he describes the music as like a big cello concerto where you are the soloist and all the rest of the instruments represent the world around you. And I mean, Journey is such a emotional game. It's funny how there's no dialogue, but what the game says as you play it is so deep and so amazing and so intense. That first time you encounter somebody else who's on the journey with you, and it's another player, but you that don't moment. Really communicate with them, but you're just there with them, and you sort of jump up and down and kind of visually say hello to them.
Can I ask, because when I played this game, I had no real I wasn't really involved in reading game media, so I did not know that person was a person until I started to realize their behavior was too erratic.
Not AI.
Did you have the same thing, or did you know going in that you would meet another player?
I knew going in there were elements of other players that would be involved. I didn't know what they were. So I saw someone else. I at first was like, is this a player or is it AI? And then quite quickly when they were jumping up and down reacting to me, I was like, oh no, this is someone else. This is like someone else on the other end, on the other side of the world somewhere, going on this experience with me and sharing this moment. And it's quite beautiful.
It was the jittery movement where like I did something and they did it back to me. I'm like, oh my God, you're another person. And the music, I feel, always really touched in that idea of discovery, really lovely. Like the whole soundtrack.
Definitely. I mean, again, the whole soundtrack's amazing. You should definitely listen to it. It's 1 hour of emotional, gorgeous soundtrack for the game Journey from Austin Wintory. And once again, the vinyl version was also released for that one too.
Yep.
Very popular soundtrack, and rightfully so. It's just stellar.
This is what we're looking for, people. Make your music so that you could release it on its own, and we will buy those vinyls. Exactly. I have a record player. I will buy all your game vinyls.
And Cam, last one's all you.
Last one's all me. So if anyone, people that know me, know one thing about me when it comes to gaming, Dragon Age is my favorite franchise. I adore Dragon Age. I have been obsessed with it for so long. So we're going to go into what I think is probably my favorite song from the entire franchise, and that is the main theme out of Dragon Age Inquisition. Yeah, so that was the main theme from Dragon Age Inquisition. And Dragon Age Inquisition probably isn't my favorite from the franchise, but it hands down has the best music from the franchise.
Very good.
Yeah, that was composed by Trevor Morris, who actually took over from Inon Zur, who was the previous composer on Dragon Age 1 and 2, which is why I feel this music stands out the most, as he approached it in a very different way. In an interview, he actually stated the fact that his musical style is really different to Inon Zur, and that he said the music is expected to be depressing and grim to an extent, but not always, due to the chaos spreading in the world. And I feel like that's a really big thing with the music through the whole thing, is this: there's a spreading darkness, but there's always a moment of light in all the music as well that kind of cuts through. And that was always an important theme for Dragon Age Inquisition, about light cutting through everything.
Definitely has that heroic vibe as well. Like, when I hear that, I feel like I'm going into battle, or I'm waging a war, or defending something important to me. Like, it really captures that kind of grandiose RPG vibe, which the games are often trying to capture as well.
And I think 3 is where they definitely peaked, with that music hitting that vibe in that kind of taking you on this real fantastical journey, but it feels like war is building, it feels like darkness is building, the threat is continuing. And I think the whole way through what this theme begins, you feel it through all the music for the rest of the thing.
And I mean, that in particular, that main theme, it does build in a way that sort of it grows and grows and gets like darker and deeper and bassier and thumpier, and it just sounds like it builds like a Lord of the Rings type soundtrack would build or things like that, you know.
So Dragon Age Inquisition also, it didn't release its this is a vinyl from what I understand, but it did release a soundtrack of its bard. There's a bard that appears in your tavern that you always visit. They recorded her songs and they released that as an album that you could purchase, which I think is really cool, and he helped compose that as well.
Fantastic. I mean, clearly, like, we love our video game soundtracks.
Yes.
And, you know, we want you to keep sharing yours with us as well, because we are going to do more request shows in the future.
Yep.
And I'm sure we could have done hours and hours and hours of just our own requests from me and Cam.
I probably have like another like 10 songs I could think of on the spot.
Exactly right. I had to like, it wasn't so much trying to pick songs, it was like trying to get the list down to just 2 for today's Intimates show. So,
and if people are enjoying the music that we're playing on these episodes, I'm going to keep building the Spotify playlist that I created that'll have that music, so you can go and just listen to some amazing video game music.
That's right. What's it called?
It's the Checkpoint. I'm going to probably have to change the name of it because it was so generic just for us. But it's called the Checkpoint Game Music Episode. But I will probably update that, and I'll let everyone know when I do. And I'll put that on our social media so people can link to it if they want to listen to some great video game music.
Excellent. Cam, thank you for being intimate with me today.
Thank you for being intimate with me, Luke.
It is always a pleasure.
I've got goosebumps.
Make sure you subscribe to this podcast and check out all of our other amazing podcasts we do on Checkpoint. We podcast the show 3 times a week. And we really appreciate your support. So give us a rating, subscribe, and enjoy all the great video game stuff we have, including the music from the show last week and today. And we'll catch you on Intimates next week.
Bye.
You've been listening to Checkpoint Intimates. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate and subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher.